Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's January 11, 2023. I'm Benjamin, of course. Slight change tonight. I've got a brand new webcam, and it seems to be a lot higher fidelity than the prior webcam I was usually using, which was the one built into the laptop. But this is, even though it's a $20 webcam, it's quite a bit sharper. So hopefully that'll work well for us. And also new tonight is a brand new event, Healing Invocation Variations Practice. So what we're going to do tonight, as announced, is we're going to practice possibly all three of the variations of the healing invocation. And we'll get all three done if we have time. And if not, we'll do as many as we can. So I'm excited to do that. This is the very first time we've done this. And now that the invocation book is out, it seems appropriate to be diving a little more focus into the practice and development of those invocations for us. If you're interested, of course, which you are, or you wouldn't be participating live or on the recording. So as always, let me welcome those who are present. Welcome to Alyssa and Anjali, Brian, Carmen, Cass and or Jim, Fran, James, Laura, Nikki, Patricia, and a phone caller. So welcome to all of you. So glad you're here. I'm going to light my Mesa candle. That shouldn't take but a sec here. Alrighty. So we're going to start much in our usual manner with the calling of the allies and the invoking of embodied awakening, so that much will be familiar. So as always, I invite your complete attention as if you're right here in the room with me for your excellent experience and providing the best energetic space for everyone else. This applies, of course, whether you're live or on the recording. And if you have to leave early, just ask the allies to ease you out. Since this is a event focused on healing invocation, I will assure you that overwhelm is not possible. Even if you choose to work with the most intense trauma you've ever experienced, it will not be too much. And I will guide you as to the particulars as we get into all that. But first, let's set the container. I invite you into just relaxed, passive awareness. And I'm going to call the directions and the allies. Just relax and feel energy moving if you feel it. If not, just feel breath coming and going. Please be passive either way. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. I am that I am. I call in my own embodied awakening, unconditional love, Christ consciousness, service to other fourth density or higher consciousness, all that serves highest good. For all of us, we call spirit songs higher self, Amma Bhagavan, Amma the hugging saint, ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Alliance of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, everyone, please go to zero effort, full passivity, so that the energetic container can form. Our effort will only get in the way. Almost there. Please drop to no effort at all, please. There we go. Thank you. It takes all of us. Okay, now that we have our container, anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, please feel free to do that. Okay, thank you. All right, next up, embodied awakening. So I'm going to lead you in that process as always, where you call your higher self to merge with you in your human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So let's do this. Please repeat after me, if you so choose. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Go to complete passivity. If you feel energy moving, just feel that happening passively. If you don't feel that, then feel your breath come and go on its own, no breath control. Let the divine consciousness come to you. If you get distracted, just come back to feeling energy moving or breath coming and going. Let the distraction be as it is in the background if it hangs around. And I encourage you to use the least amount of effort that allows you to hold attention. For many people, that's no effort at all. You might see if zero effort gets the job done. If not, use the least effort required to feel energy or breath. Many people are surprised how little effort is required for this. Starting to feel pretty good. You'll know you've hit embodied awakening when all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If you're there, just relax and enjoy this lovely state. If you're not there, just remain passive and let it keep coming to you. You'll get as much as you're ready for. So a lot of us are there. We'll leave just a moment more for anyone else to ease into embodied awakening. Okay. So now we're going to start our practice. I'm so excited to be guiding you in practice of the variations on the healing invocation. So what we're not going to do tonight is the main one, which is just where you already feel something challenging, because I don't know if any of y'all are going to, if every single one of you is going to feel a challenge right now anyway, but we can certainly work with the variations regardless of whether you have anything up right now or not. So if you want more on these, they're outlined in my book, Instant Divine Assistance, Your Complete Guide to Fast and Easy Spiritual Awakening, Healing, and More. Of course, that's on Amazon. If you just look for Instant Divine Assistance, you should find it real easy. It's the only book by that title. Of course, our course in Awakening Plus covers all this, although the book actually has a much better description of it than the course does. Within the next month or two, I will update our internal course. Basically, as soon as the audiobook is done, sections of the audiobook will replace the current course with new, updated, current, state-of-the-art instructions on all this stuff. So right now, the book is the prime source for the way I'm teaching it right now. So, but you don't need the book. You got me right now. So let's do this. So let's start with the variation where we simply call for next in line healing. And we're just going to say the highest, hey, whatever healing is going to serve my highest good, bring that one up next. And then I'll guide you how to work with that. So I'm going to repeat what I said earlier. You're not going to get overwhelmed. It does not happen with invocations like this. And whatever you most need to clear will come up in this process. So we're all doing it together. Each of us will have our own unique clearing. And as always, your experience will be just as helpful and potent on the recording as on the live call. So take a moment and just feel your body. And just feel the general feeling of the physical and energetic body. Don't use words, just feel. Kind of get a somatic sense. Okay. So if you're willing to do a next in line healing, then repeat after me. Spirit that I am, maximum healing that serves highest good of whatever is next in line. Thank you. Now let the words go and just feel your body overall. And I am already feeling some things getting stirred up. So basically, the basic instruction here is when you notice a challenge area come up, gently place your attention there. And if there's more than one challenge area, just put your attention in whichever area is strongest and use the minimum effort needed to feel the challenging energy that's arising wherever it is. Then as you simply gently hold attention, your higher self will stir up and flush out the heavy energy that is next in line for healing. It might also transmute it to love and light. You just let the higher self make the call on that. If you're a little more advanced, some people can just hold general body awareness and energy is placed automatically where it's needed. If you are at that advanced level, just let consciousness be placed automatically where it's needed, which can even be in more than one place at a time. So if that sounds a little overwhelming, then just consciously place attention wherever the challenging energy is strongest. So we'll just relax and let that energy move. You do not have to know what's clearing. You don't need a story, no details, just feel energy. The more you stay focused in on the somatic feeling experience, the quicker and easier it will clear. You can have something clear with complete anonymity. I call that an ignorance is bliss healing. If you need to know anything about it for your highest good, you will receive some kind of image or thought regarding what's leaving. If so, acknowledge and go back to just feeling. Images and thoughts can swirl in the background during this process, and that's fine. Let them swirl, but keep your attention on sensation if you want the most effective healing. So I'm being called to allow unmuting while we're doing this, because this is an instructional process. So as we go through this, if anyone has a question that feels really important in the moment, feel free to unmute and ask. Otherwise, just stay with your process. As always, heavy energy tends to drain out the hands or feet most of the time. Let it leave however it wants. As always, no one can hear you unless you've unmuted yourself. And it's fine if your body wants to shake, vibrate, tremble, if you need to cry, make sound, move your body around in some way, all that is fine if it is spontaneously guided and it is helping you to release something. You can also be still and silent, whatever is called for. And as a reminder, we're doing the next in line healing, where we're letting the higher self choose what to clear. And we may not even know what it is. Even so, you can have a complete and final healing of old wounds and traumas without a clue what it was. And I'm feeling some noticeably nice energy now, some nice bliss in the mix, as always happens in a good healing round. So if you're noticing some nice energy in the mix increasing, just allow that as well. Of course, every time you do a good healing round, you deepen your spiritual awakening automatically. Just rest in that energy, let it keep working the magic of healing. You may now feel more like a being of energy than a being of matter. I'm feeling a lot of stuff flushing out my hands and my feet. The allies are telling me, no, that they might be putting other people's energy through some of us a little bit, but mostly they're letting us work with our own stuff. They're only offering that kind of group support where it's really needed. I'm feeling the process stabilizing. We'll give it just a moment longer. Yeah, that feels complete. Well done, folks. So now see how you feel compared to how you felt when we started the healing round. Feel a little lighter. I'll leave a moment for any questions or feedback. Anyone has a curiosity, you're not clear on anything, if you want to briefly report your experience on the next in line healing invocation. So we'll leave a moment for any feedback. Just jump in with unmuting if you want to, or type in the chat, whatever feels fine. Last call for questions or feedback on this round before we go to the next practice round. Alyssa has typed, felt myself healing my embryonic self. Sweet. I love prenatal healing. That's great stuff. Yeah, and holotropic breathwork, they go into great detail on how you can heal the traumas that were incurred while you were still in the womb. A lot of people get a lot of those. Any challenge the mother experiences can definitely be transferred to the growing unborn child. Anyone else? Any thoughts, questions, comments before we move on? All right, next up, we are going to do the variation where we deliberately pick an old trauma. Now, let me jump right in. If for any reason you do not want to do this, you can simply do another next in line healing. But I'm going to present as if we are going to choose a past trauma consciously. So this way, you're going to pick any past incident. And the only qualifier is that it has to be an incident whenever you remember it, that it has a challenging emotional charge to it. Now, this could be a mild charge, an extreme charge. It could just be something that kind of niggles at you ever since it happened a tiny bit, or it could be the worst trauma you've ever experienced. It's up to you how ambitious you want to be. I'll remind you once again that overwhelm is not possible when using this tool, so you're safe no matter what you choose. So I'll leave it to you how ambitious you want to be. So take a moment and think about what past incident, whenever I think about it, bothers me emotionally. It triggers me a little bit. That's the one you want to pick. So I'll leave just a moment for you to make your selection. And it, for our purposes, it doesn't really matter which one you pick. Even the first one that comes to mind will be fine. So I'll still leave you a moment to pick that. I've got mine picked out. Okay, so it's good to make sure before we start this that we're in embodied awakening. So take a moment, check, are you still in embodied awakening? Here's the test question. Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If you're already there, you don't have to do this, but if for anyone who's not fully there at this moment, let me guide you back in real quick. Repeat after me, maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Relax back into passivity. You know what to do. That feels pretty good to me. Hopefully everyone's there. It's not mandatory to be an embodied awakening, but it is optimal. I definitely find it's worth the time before you're doing a voluntary healing invocation to get into embodied awakening first, if you possibly can. It just saves a ton of time. It works a lot faster and easier if you're in embodied awakening than if you're not. Okay, so I'll assume we're all there. So you have chosen your past incident that is troubling to you when you remember it. So now, bring it up and make it vivid in your memory as if it was happening right now. Make it as vivid and strong in your mind as you can. I literally want you to make it as vivid as you can. And as you remember the details with great clarity, it should bring that emotional charge up. That is why we're doing this. We want the emotional charge as strong as possible. Remembering that your higher self will not allow overwhelm. You're only going to get as much of the old trauma up as you can work with skillfully. So get the incident strong in your mind. Feel the emotional charge coming up with it. And I'll leave just a moment longer for you to really max out the intensity of the memory. It should be uncomfortable. Good. Now, let the imagining go and feel that unpleasant energy still there. And now Repeat after me. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and simply place your awareness where the unpleasant energy is that you stirred up. And from here, we proceed as with any other healing invocation. You just relax, using the minimum effort needed to feel the challenging energy completely. And because you called your higher self to do it for you, and you're holding awareness where the healing is needed, it's going to take care of itself. It's getting stirred up right now. And just let it drain out or transmute to love and light or whatever it's doing. My own experience at this moment is that I'm still getting mine stirred up. As before, if the body wants to move, shake, vibrate, you want to cry, make sound, move your body in some way, that's all fine. It's also fine to be still and silent, just whatever the body needs to do to process this energy most effectively. Okay, now I finally feel my stuff draining. Sometimes I got to shake it up a little bit to loosen it up enough to clear it. Just if yours is draining, let it drain. If at any point your process doesn't match my description, just go with your process, by all means. I feel the average of everyone who's doing it live or on the recording, but there are always going to be outliers. Go with your experience. Once again, I'm feeling the good feeling outweighing the challenging energy. I'm feeling more like energy than flesh. It's always a good sign that the healing invocation is progressing well. And as I relax and do nothing except feel what I feel my divinity becoming consciously stronger. That's a pretty sweet space right there. I feel like my healing round is pretty much done. Leave just a moment longer if anyone needs another moment to clear whatever they're clearing. Remember that, well, we're not quite done yet. I jumped my gun. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty nicely altered by that clearing. As most of you know, by the idea of the great onion of consciousness, every good piece of shadow work effectively done deepens your spiritual awakening permanently. And there's no end to how deep those awakenings can go. That feels pretty complete to me. So I'm going to assume that everyone has also completed their round. If not, and you need more time, it's fine to take as much time as you need. If you happen to be using this as a recording, you can now pause the recording and take as much time as you need to complete your own cycle before you continue. So now I'm going to assume that everyone has completed their round. So now we check our work. Actually, I left out a step, and I apologize. When we called up that trauma consciously, it's really good at that moment to rate it 0 to 10 on intensity. 10 is just almost overwhelming intensity. 0 is I feel no trace of trauma at all. But even though we didn't assign a number, just feel as you now once again remember the trauma and once again bring it up as vividly as you can in your mind. Make the memory as intense as possible, just like you did the first time. Note the emotional response now and just ask yourself the amount of emotional triggering I'm feeling. Is it the same or more or less than when I did this previously? And again, you should be focusing just as intensely on the memory this time as you did the first time. So now I would love some actual live feedback from live folks on the call. Jump in and let me know, typing or speaking, if there's now a difference in your emotional response to the memory of the trauma. So anyone feel free to jump in and just quickly share the difference now compared to when we started. Yeah, Jim?
Yeah, so yeah, much, much less trauma, almost gone. Emotional load or impact is greatly reduced. Yeah, very good.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else have a experience they're willing to share briefly like Jim did? Again, you can type or speak, whichever. Patricia?
Just so much better, so much better. It's a really loaded thing that I've been dealing with for a long time, and now it's wow.
So,
it's not, yeah,
a lot less.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Patricia.
This is awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for the feedback. And some people have typed. Let me read them real quick. Fran says, in the middle, it shifted from the first person I thought about to another person who did something similar, but in both instances, it went down significantly. Yay, got 2 for 1. We'll take it. And Sara says, sadly, still a 6, but it's a fragile day. Can't guarantee it'll work every time, but it works most of the time. So sorry that didn't drop, Sara, but maybe on an additional try, it might come down a bit. Anyone else care to share their experience briefly on how that worked? Okay, so in most cases it went down, and when I do this with people, just about every single time, the charge either is eliminated or is greatly reduced. So now what do you do if it went down, or in like in Sarah's case, it didn't really come down? You can do additional rounds, and the additional rounds go way quicker than, like, typically if the first round took 10 minutes, the second round might be a minute or two. It's just amazing how much faster they go. So if you're down to 0 on that trauma, you can just rest for a moment. But if you had any remaining charge at all, if there was any emotional challenge to the second memory, let's do a quickie second round. So once again, bring up that image. If you had any charge at all, bring up the image again. Make it as vivid as you can. Feel any remaining emotional charge with it. Put a number on it, 0 to 10. And now to your higher self, say maximum healing. That serves highest good, please. Let the words go. And once again, simply passively feel where you feel the discomfort. And let round 2 run. See, I'm already feeling most of the heavy gone. I'm already transitioning mostly to light body instead of physical body awareness. So note if you're doing the second round, notice how much more quickly it's all happening. And I'm feeling quite blissful now. In a pretty sweet altered state, actually. Just from what we're doing here. It's all, for me, it's almost stable. We'll leave just a moment longer. Yeah, when I get that little head shake, they're telling me we're done. Okay, so now, if you did that second round with me, if you had any charge left, once again, check your work, bring the memory of the incident again up. Remember the incident as vividly as you can. And check to see if there's any emotional charge along with it now. If there is, give it a number. This time we did give it a number. See how the number compares to the first round. And anyone who cares to give me quick feedback, who just did that with me, please jump in, speak or type, and I'd love to hear anyone who had any residual left how the second round worked. So Sara says drop to 4.5 from 6. Awesome. Well done. How about you, Anjali?
So after the first trauma round, I was a little too in that frozen fight or flight mode to speak. I had had a lot of clearing, but having it opened up was having like an aftershock. And so the second helped clear even more of it off to where it's now it's just a little manageable tickle, but I can feel it still working in the background. So I think that second round was really vital for me.
Good.
This is one I would definitely come back to again.
Sweet. Thank you, Anjali. And Fran says it's down to a 3. I'm assuming it was higher than that when you because it's down to something. Good. So basically, you can keep running additional rounds, and most of the time, it'll get it down to a 0. And the stunning thing is, I've had people, so many people say, wow, I just did that like on the most intense trauma of my life. I've carried this trauma my entire life for decades. And your little technique, a few rounds of that, took it all away. And, you know, it's just almost impossible to believe based on, you know, how we think about trauma work that you could take something out that fast. All I know is people tell me that it works and it's worked for me. And, you know, all I can say is give it a shot and see what your own experience is. If something seems too good to be true like this does, just give it a very fair and valid test and see what your own results are. Fran asks, is there a spot on the site where we can bookmark our favorite processes? No. Sorry. The site isn't quite that sophisticated. But this is in the, it's in the book, and it's definitely in the master, the 16-part class. There is a section devoted to this. But just whatever you do to remember things, just do that. And I'll try to, in the future, get a site where you can bookmark stuff. Now, my own thinking, as I said in the book around this topic, because there's, you know, there's a whole chapter on the book dedicated to these extra healing invocation variations. We can't know for sure, even if you do this on a big trauma, where do you prefer we buy your book from? There's only one place, which is Amazon. So just get it from Amazon. Right now, the ebook is $4, $3.99, and the paperback is $12.99. So that's where you can get it anytime. Just go to Amazon and search Instant Divine Assistance. It should come right up. Choose your format. The audiobook is still a month or two out, I'm afraid. And frankly, a book like this, it's nice to have the audiobook to listen to, but it's the kind of thing you really want to refer to in writing, honestly, to you know, what was that wording, things like that. So probably good to have a written form. But what I was saying is all you can know, even if you took that trauma down to zero and you can remember the incident and have no charge, you still can't really know if there's some of it down in the unconscious, because the whole nature of the unconscious in the psyche is that you have no idea what's in there. And I say, well, it could be that there was a layer of that trauma stored down there and it was waiting until you cleared the currently available layer before it could even come up. And you just don't know if there's more. I don't know if there's any way to know that. But what I do know is that even if it does come up, no big deal. I've got the healing invocation. And if it worked on the first layer, there's no reason it shouldn't work on the second layer. So even if another round does come up at some point, you say, fine, I got just the tool for you. Let me pull out my healing invocation again, and we'll clear you just like I did the first round. And any other, you know, eruptions that come up from the same trauma later, you just pull out the healing invocation and take them out. So that should work. Fran just typed, I got the ebook, but then got the paper one for that reason. I knew I was going to use it that much. Wow. Thank you, Fran. Appreciate you making the double purchase. And so thank you. Okay. So I'm not sure it would be beneficial for the sake of our practice to do a third round, but you get the idea. Now that you've done a couple of rounds in the group, you should be able to pop in additional rounds as you need them. So let's move on to the third version, the third variation. And this is the specialized one where we do the two-story thought house. So I thought I was complete with those two variations plus the basic one where you just work on what you're already noticing. But I did have an occasional client who would say, man, I tried those and my mind just will not stop chattering. Just endless chatter in there. It just will never stop. And this variation came along to address that. So the challenge doing it as a group practice, if you're right now, you might have a still calm mind, in which case there's nothing much to practice on. But we'll run through it anyway, just in case you have some thoughts in there. And even if you if you check your mental field now and it's all calm and still, you could even start up a little bit by saying, oh, what thought have I ever gotten obsessed about? Let me bring it up now just to fire it up so I have something to work with. So whatever you tend to get locked onto mentally, if it's not already there, just, it might sound crazy, but bring it up because we need something to work on. So just get some kind of thought pattern churning in there. And hopefully you got something going on there now. So so notice the thoughts that are in play. And even if you don't have thoughts going, just stay with us and observe how it works. And then later, if you do get an obsessive thought, you can do this. So notice that the thought is there. And now imagine that you're in a house and you and the thoughts are on the first story of that house. You're right there. They're chattering away on their own. They don't need you. They're just chatting it up with each other. Now there's a stair. So you go up the staircase and it leads you to a balcony. And this balcony looks down on the first floor where all the thoughts are. So you're on the second floor balcony looking down on the thoughts. And notice that you're not thinking the thoughts. They're thinking themselves. And notice that you're simply witnessing these thoughts. And what you discover when you do this is, wow, those are not my thoughts. Those thoughts just are working on their own. They're like uninvited guests. And my experience is that thoughts are in fact independent entities, just like you have gut bacteria in your stomach that allow you to digest food, and you have sort of an arrangement with them. You have a whole group of thought forms who hang out with you and allow you to think. You know, if you've ever had the experience in like using the embodied awakening invocation where you say, wow, I am just consciousness. There's not a thought in sight. I'm just pure awareness. You realize I think, therefore I am isn't actually true. A more accurate statement is I have awareness, or I have consciousness, therefore I am. So here you are, pure awareness, looking down from that second floor balcony and watching the thoughts doing their thing. Notice that you're not thinking them, they're thinking themselves. Or even if there's just one thought you're focusing on, that thought is just kind of running on its own power. However, a thought is like a virus, and you know, it's not a full living thing until it's got a host that can be a parasite on. So without you putting energy into the thought, it eventually peters out and dies, which is exactly what's about to happen. So put your attention on that one thought that is the most self-recurrent, that's just kind of thinking itself, and witness it from above. And the trick here is simply to be the passive witness of that thought. Give it your full attention, but you're simply the external witness. You're watching it basically running itself down, because if you aren't willing to engage with it, it's only got so much energy. And as you simply observe a thought as pure awareness, you may notice it's kind of slowing down. Kind of like a take on slowing down, slower and slower. And eventually it stops and boop, blips out. And right now my mind is, you know, I know I'm talking, but when I check the overall thought field, it's so quiet and silent in there. So that is the third of the fourth variation, actually, where if you have obsessive mental chatter, you imagine you're all together on the first floor of a house. You, pure awareness, go up the stairs, look down on them from above, and you simply are the simple witness of the thought. And as you simply watch from above, not engaging with it, not thinking related thoughts, just being the witness of the thought doing itself, eventually it slows down and pops out, and then there's silence. So that's that one. So Fran says, do you use the invocation? Oh, I do. Thank you. You caught me in an error. Thank you. So what you do is when you get to the balcony and you're looking down, you just say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. If you still have thoughts around, just try that now. I mean, what I just described actually will work, but this is even better. So you just say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And then having said that, now you just be pure awareness, observing the thought from a distance. And we can do that for a moment if you like, if you have any of those thoughts still hanging around. Yeah, you can feel how much more effective that is when you say the invocation. Because the way I first presented it was your ego doing it. But now, when you say the invocation, your higher self does it for you. And that, as you can feel the difference here, I'm kind of glad I made that mistake now, because we could feel the difference in potency between just the ego-based version that was the first and the second more powerful one where the higher self does it for you. I can feel it anyway. Hopefully you can. Yeah, so now I'm getting a nice stillness. Okay, so that's the fourth variation. Fran typed, thank you, I feel that. Good. So any questions or feedback on this variation to work with obsessive thoughts? Yes, Anjali.
It occurs to me as we did the version without the invocation, it's we calmed the thoughts, they cleared off. Mm-hmm. But when we add the invocation, we help heal and clear the root cause of where those thoughts originate from. Mm. And so it goes to that deeper level so that kind of thought maybe doesn't bubble back up again in future.
I think you're exactly right. Thank you. So I'm glad to see that my error was helpful. It gave us an insight we might have missed otherwise. Cool. Any other thoughts, questions, sharings of experience from anyone? Their minds are so free of thought, they can't formulate a question. Well, I'm kidding when I say that, because what this does is it clears extraneous mental chatter. You still have full capability of being able to think. So there's no diminution of mental ability. It's just, it only comes if it's helpful and appropriate when you're in this kind of clarity state. Any last thoughts on that variation? Questions? Anything? All right. Well, I thought that was going to take 90 minutes, but we knocked it out in an hour. Sweet. Even better. So that's all I had for you tonight, is I wanted to practice the three variations again in summary. We started with the next in line healing invocation, where we just left it to our higher selves to bring it whatever was most helpful to heal next, and we experienced that. Then we went to the deliberate recall of an old trauma, and we brought it up to high intensity, and then called healing invocation, let our higher self clear that. We noted the difference. In most cases, most people felt a significant drop in that. And then we saw that if there was any left, we could do an additional round or even more. We only did one extra round. And, you know, you can keep doing repeated rounds, which tend to go quicker and quicker, and just clear them out. The reason it may take more than one round is because your higher self is unwilling to overwhelm you. And it would much rather require several rounds for a healing than overwhelm you by trying to do too much at once. So it's a self-regulating, safe process. And the third was the two-story thought house visualization, where you're there with the thoughts, get up above them, just observe, say healing invocation, and then just watch them wither and die. That's it. Patricia typed, wow, this has been awesome. Thank you so much. You're welcome. And again, this is all laid out in a single chapter of my book. And within a couple of months, we'll have all this in audio form and written form, for that matter, in the membership. So I'm sorry it's taking me a little longer than I was hoping, but we're in Mercury retrograde and a whole lot of unexpected stuff has been coming up. And Fran has typed, I can see myself using the two-story a lot in the moment. Well, good. I'm so glad that that'll be helpful for you, Fran. He says, like a fast version. Okay. So I'm not sure what that meant exactly, whether you're saying this is a fast version or you would like a fast version. But if you want to clarify that for me, Fran, I'd love to make sure I understand your meaning there. Alyssa says, this was great practice with these awesome tools. Thank you. You're welcome. Fran says, like if something comes up, I can do it quickly in the moment. Thank you. So you're saying it is a fast tool. And yeah. So yeah, I mean, you could do that two-story thought house, I mean, technically in a matter of seconds, if you get it down. So it can work really quickly. Okay, any other anything before we close it up for the night? Fran says, thank you, I appreciate this very much. Fran is one of our newer members, and I so appreciate, Fran, that you're coming so consistently and expressing such enthusiasm for the work. That feels really good. She put a smiley in there. Okay, last call for questions or comments before we wrap it up. The allies are saying, put this in the best of. We will. And I'm thinking about next month doing a similar one for the other variations, not healing variations, but we had our practice round 2 or 3 months ago with the hollow reed invocations, I believe, and or the custom invocations, I can't remember which, but I think the only other invocations in the book are custom invocations and hollow reed invocations, and in the membership training too, and it might be nice to have an evening where we practice those. And occasionally have practices so we are practicing all of the invocation variations that I've come up with so far. That might be good to keep us on our toes and refreshed. Sarah says, thank you, allies. I agree. Okay, let's wrap it up, folks. Thanks very much for trying out this new event. I hope it was helpful. If you got any additional feedback for me, pop me an email. And let's close this thing down. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wirakocha, Inti, Kuichi. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful evening. Thanks for holding such beautiful space as we practiced our invocations. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with anyone who's been part of this for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Here we're closed. One final thought real quickly. I like to encourage y'all to strike a balance. I know there's some people who love the events and the courses, and their Use of Awakening Plus involves attending live events and doing archive events. And that's great and that's wonderful, but that takes usually an hour, maybe more. And please don't neglect practicing doing this stuff on your own, because ultimately I want you to get where you can just pull out a healing invocation or an embodied awakening invocation or a custom invocation or whatever you need, a hollow reed invocation, and just in that moment, bang, be able to work it on the spot without needing anything external other than your own ability to work with your higher self to make that happen. So I just encourage you to find a balance between doing the, the group events, which are awesome in their own way, but don't let them be a substitute for being able to do it on your own. So that's just my little encouragement there. Thanks so much for being part of Awakening Plus. We'll meet again tomorrow night on January 12th. We're going to do our astrology mini readings. If you'd like me to read your chart for a few minutes, just show up and we'll do it on the fly, those last 90 minutes. And they're not recorded, so only people who will hear your chart interpretation will be the folks on the live call. And we're all sworn to confidentiality. So hope to see you tomorrow night. Many blessings and big blessings to you all. Good night.